So glad you're here at our special candlelight service to honor the candle that lives alive. And as John said, I have been called to be a witness of that light. And every one of us are called to be a witness of Jesus. How we love you and we honor you tonight. I wish the house was full to help us give honor to you. As the Lord, we just light a candle tonight. In honor of you, in honor of your love and who you are, and that light that is a light to our souls. But Lord, we're here. So I want to share with you something. Last night we did the Myers service, and it had rained, 100% all day long. It had rained so much. And we prayed that it would lift, and it was still sprinkling as I got there. And as I was walking up to the mortuary, the rain stopped. And it didn't start again until I got in the car and we headed home. But it was amazing. He held the rain. I would say there were probably about 200 people there, much less than most of the Christmas times. But the rain had been there. But it was still amazing that people came out to honor and remember their loved ones. But here's what I would like to say to you, and I won't be long. We're going to come right back and light our candles. But I want to read you, this is a true story, and I'm so happy that I ran onto this. Listen to this. It's about a Christmas Eve's night in no man's land. Did you know there's a real no man's land? It's a place of land that is unowned. And it is usually between two enemy trenches, and they are fighting for that land. No one is safe between that gunfire in those days. The time was World War I, and a most unusual and wondrous thing happened. The battle-weary men in one trench started singing, "Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright." And the enemies in the opposite trench answered by singing, "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie." The story said the cannons ceased their booming, and it seemed that the Spirit of Christ came right down into those dark trenches. Peace reigned right there in the middle of the scenes of the carnage that was all around us, the men said. For the first time, foes became friends on the battlefield. And I want to say to you tonight, I know that we went through some dark seasons and dark nights last year. And we know that that isn't over. It's still being troubling and we're in uncertain times. But we know we have blessed hope because of the words you heard read tonight and the songs that were sung. We know that Jesus, Emmanuel, is with us. And the world wants us to feel this way, and sometimes we do feel this way, that we are in no man's land. But you know what, folks? We are not in no man's land. God owns the land. And he said in the last day that you and I would own the land. That's why they're trying to tear it up and steal it and take it away and claim climate change and all these things, global warming. But I tell you tonight, Jesus owns the land, and we dwell and live in his kingdom, and his kingdom is not no man's land. And so as long as you and I know that we dwell in a kingdom that cannot be shaken, then we're going to be just fine. And you hold on to that joy, that hope, and that peace that I told you about Sunday morning and that they sung about tonight and they read about tonight. I'm telling you, just as that light shined bright then, it's amazing that John said Jesus is the light of the world. And then he came back and said, I was sent to bear witness of that light. And then I want to read you the 9th verse in John chapter 1. It said, that was the true light, meaning Jesus, that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. Every little child that comes into the world is given this light. And it's up to us to receive this light, nourish that light, keep it within us, and let it shine out. So with that, I'll say this. If John was called to be a witness of that light, so are you and I. And we don't, you know, you don't, again, I know I use the word sometimes, Bible thump. You don't have to do certain things, worry about certain things. You just are. You just are the light. Jesus was the light of the world. And he said, as I am, so are you in the world. So I want you to stand with me tonight and take your candle. We're going to sing Silent Night. But before we do that, let me just recall the words that they just sang in O Holy Night. It said this, O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Listen to this, listen. Long lay the world in sin and error, pining, that means complaining, until he appeared and the soul of man felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. And I tell you, a new and glorious morn woke the day that you and I came to know the Lord. And I believe there's still a thrill of hope that's going to hit this no man's land that the world lives in. See, it's now evil against good, evil versus good. And there is a land in between, and you and I are going to have to stand and protect what God has given to us, every one of us. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. And then the thing I want you to go home with tonight is this. In Silent Night, it says all is calm, all is bright. Not dark, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. And then it says sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. I'm telling you tonight, whatever you're going through, just as the word says it, all is calm because the Prince of Peace has come. Calm and bright because you are the light and Jesus is the light. So when you get all in this turmoil, all worked up about something, remember, all is calm and all is bright in Jesus. And so to sleep in heavenly peace, that peace that comes from him. So I'm going to ask you to take, as they pull the lights down, take the lights down, and I'll ask you, David, to come, and or Dee, whoever has it. Jesus came, a light to the world, and it was pitch black. There was darkness in the streets. There was darkness in the land. King Herod ruled. All evil thought it had the plan, and it took over everything. And when that star led with the star or the angel star showed in the darkness of night to the shepherds, it led them right to Bethlehem. Oh, it says the bright light of the angel shone about them. And then it goes 2 years later down the road, and a bright light, a bright star showed again to the wise men, led them right over Jerusalem, right to Bethlehem. And they saw him there. Tonight, don't forget, this bright light shines wherever you go in the deepest, darkest places. Drive down the streets of Henderson and you see darkness in the streets with the homeless. There's darkness all out in the world tonight as people don't know Jesus. But if every one of God's people just begin to walk in that light as he is light, we can light the world just like this. We'll light another candle, Dee. Ushers, would you light one? And you can go down the aisle and begin to light them up. When you get your candle, just hold it up when it's lit. Just a moment ago, I stepped forward to have Dee light Dee's candle. I couldn't even see her. Then I walked. After two or three had lit, I could barely see. I could already see, in just a minute, Lori right here. I could see Linda lighting Sylvia's candle. And now I can see all the way to the back. I can see even a brand new girl that's with us tonight, Rebecca, that is here with John. I can see her sons. I don't know them, but they're here and I can see them because of the light. Ken, I can see you tonight, brother. And Jesus sees it all. Oh, hallelujah. He sees Therma there in the hospital because the light of Jesus is in her. Well, would you lift your light up high? Let us light the sky. Lord Jesus, we lit this candle tonight in honor of you. May we never forget that wherever we go, wherever these children go to school, they will bring light into that classroom just because of who they are. And Father, I pray that all is calm and all is bright, and we will go home and sleep when even the enemy would come to bring bad dreams or nightmares. Lord, I pray that all is calm and all is bright, and we would all sleep in what, church? Heavenly peace. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and turn his face toward you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.